Welcome to the Distance Learning Program of Atomic Energy Education Society, Mumbai. Today we are going to discuss Module 2 of Continuity and Differentiability chapter. So there are some concepts which you have already learned in Module 1, that is continuity of functions, when a function is continuous, or the continuity at a point, continuity in interval, all those concepts we have studied it. So these concepts we require here also. Then how to evaluate the limit of functions, certain functions which you have already come across. Then the definition of differentiation, which you have learned in class 11. If the function is differentiable, the right hand derivative must be equal to the left hand derivative. Then the product rule and quotient rule of differentiation, which also you have learned in class 11. We will be using all these results while doing the this module. So let us move on to this module. So the here what first we are going to do is we are going to establish the what is the relation between differentiability and the continuity. These two concepts we are going to connect it. So you know that for a given function y equal to fx, the derivative of fx is usually denoted by f dash x or y dash or dy by dx, and we generally defined as f dash x is equal to limit h tends to 0 f of x plus h minus fx by h, provided the right hand side limit exists. That is, limit h tends to 0 fx plus h minus fx by h should exist. So left hand side derivative and the right hand side derivative should exist. Then only we can say that the derivative of the function exists in that case. If you are finding the derivative at a particular point in the domain, say x is equal to a, then f dash a is equal to limit h tends to 0 a f of a plus h minus f a divided by h. If this limit does not exist, then we say that fx is not differentiable at x is equal to a. Now we see the differentiability in open and closed interval. A function is said to be differentiable in an open interval if it is differentiable at every point of that interval. Same is the case with a closed interval also. If you consider a closed interval, a function is said to be differentiable in the closed interval if it is differentiable at every point of that interval. Now, let's consider a theorem. If a function f is differentiable at a point C, that is, function is differentiable at that point, then it is also continuous at that point. That means differentiability implies continuity. If function is differentiable, it is continuous. But the converse is not true. That is, continuity need not imply differentiability. If a function is continuous, it need not be differentiable. So consider a function fx as mod x. Mod x is a citing example. This is a continuous function. We have already proved that in module 1, the function fx is equal to mod x is clearly continuous throughout R. So let us check its differentiability at x is equal to 0. So we are going to check whether mod x is differentiable at x. It is clearly continuous. Let us check its differentiability at x is equal to 0. So we are finding the left hand side derivative LHD, we will find it, which is equal to limit x tends to 0 minus f of 0 plus h minus f0 by h. At 0 we are calculating. So when it is f of 0 plus h minus f0 by h, the value will be equal to limit h tends to 0 minus mod h by h. This limiting value will be equal to minus 1 using the definition of modulus function. If you calculate the right hand derivative, limit h tends to 0 plus f of 0 plus h minus f0 by h will be limit h tends to 0 plus mod h by h. Again, using the definition of modulus, this value will be equal to 1. So we can see that the left hand derivative is not equal to the right hand derivative. Left hand derivative is minus 1 here, right hand derivative is 1. They are not equal, which means the function is not differentiable at x is equal to 0. Which is mod x is a function which is continuous at x is equal to 0, but it is not differentiable at x is equal to 0. Now we move on to the next concept, which is chain rule, or it is also called as function of function rule. That is, If the given function is a function of another function, then how to find the derivative of such functions? So we begin with an example. Let us find the derivative of y equal to fx is equal to x cube plus 1 whole cube. I am taking the function as x cube plus 1 whole cube. Let us expand this as a polynomial. Expanding this as a polynomial using a plus b whole cube formula, we get y equal to x power 9 plus 3x raised to 6 plus 3x cube plus 1. This is a function of x. So let us differentiate this with respect to x. Differentiating both sides, we get dy by dx is equal to derivative of x raised to 9 is 9x raised to 8, x raised to 6 is 6x raised to 5 into 3. So you get 18x raised to 5, and third term you get 9x square. 9x square is common. I am taking 9x square outside into x power 6 plus 2x cube plus 1, which means dy by dx can be written as 9x square into x raised to 6 plus 2x cube plus 1 can be written as x cube plus 1 whole square. So we got the value of dy by dx. Now what we are going to do is, the given function is x cube plus 1 whole cube. We are just substituting t as x cube plus 1. Let us take t equal to x cube plus 1. Then the given function becomes y equal to t cube. Now you can see that y is a function of t, where t is a function of x. So y is a function of a function. So y is function of t, where t is a function of x. Now since y is a function of t, we can find the derivative of y with respect to t. And t is a function of x, so we can find the derivative of t with respect to x. So we calculate dy by dt and dt by dx. So what will be dy by dt? Dy by dt is 3t square. I am just replacing the value of t there. So it will be equal to 3 into x cube plus 1 whole square. This is the value you will be getting. And dt by dx, that is differentiating t with respect to x, dt by dx is equal to 3x square, we will get it. Now you consider from the first equation, we got dy by dx as 9x square into x cube plus 1 whole square as the derivative of y with respect to x. I'm just rearranging this equation as 3 into x cube plus 1 whole square into 3x square. See that the first factor, 3 into x cube plus 1 whole square, is dy by dt. When we differentiate y with respect to t, we got this value. And the second factor, 3x square, is dt by dx. So which means we can write dy by dx as dy by dt into dt by dx. So when y is a function of t, where t is a function of x, then we can differentiate y with respect to x, and it is given by dy by dx is equal to dy by dt into dt by dx. Now if you just see, extend this result. Similarly, if y is a function of t, t is a function of z, and z is a function of x. So if y is a function of t, we can find dy by dt. If t is a function of z, we can find dt by dz. If z is a function of x, we can find dz by dx. Now, y is a function of t, t is a function of z, and z is a function of x, which means we can find derivative of y with respect to x, the last variable, which can be written as dy by dx is equal to dy by dt into dt by dx, dz into dz by dx. So, dy by dx can be written as dy by dt into dt by dz into dz by dx. This rule is called the chain rule. See, it is just like a chain. One is a function of another, that variable is again a function of another, that variable is again, like that, if it is there, we can find the derivative of the first function with respect to the last variable. That is dy by dx here, which is dy by dt into dt by dz into dz by dx. Now let us consider the next concept, derivative of implicit function. So first you should know what is an implicit function. There are two types of functions which you will be come across. One is called as explicit function, and the other is called as the implicit function. So what is an explicit function? If in a function the dependent variable y can be explicitly written in terms of independent variable x, that is, you can write y directly in terms of x, in that it y is expressed explicitly in terms of x, such a functions are called as explicit functions. Example, y is x square plus 1, y is expressed in terms of x, y equal to sine 2x plus cos 3x. So here also y is expressed in terms of x directly. Now, if the independent variable y dependent, sorry, if the dependent variable y and independent variable x are so complex, we can say that they are connected in such a way that we cannot write y explicitly as a function of x. In such cases, the function is said to be an implicit function. Example, x square plus y square is equal to tan inverse xy. We cannot write y directly here in terms of x. So, these type of functions are called as what? Explicit functions. Now, how to find the derivative of such functions? So, steps used to find the derivative of implicit functions. So, the step one, the given equation differentiate both the sides with respect to the independent variable. If x is the independent variable, differentiate both sides of the equation with respect to x. Then, use chain rule wherever it is required. That is step two. And step three, if product rule or quotient rule condition is there, you apply the product rule and quotient rule. Then simplify the equation, combine the terms in dy by dx and reduce it. That gives the required answer. So let us have a look at a problem. This is a chain rule condition. Differentiate root of tan root x with respect to x. So let y equal to root of tan root x. So, using chain rule, we can apply chain rule directly here. So, actually what you can do is, you can take tan root x as one function, okay, and root x as another function. Then this will be a function of function condition. So, if you just differentiate it, dy by dx will be equal to, actually tan root x raised to half, we can write it. So, when you take the derivative, it will be 1 by 2 root of tan root x into derivative of tan root x, you will get it. So, derivative of tan root x is, again this is a function of function rule. It is tan fx form. So, applying that condition, that will be converted into 1 by 2 root of tan root x into sec square root x into d by dx of root x. This is the value you will be getting. Now, substituting this d by dx of root x value here, dy by dx will be equal to 1 by 2 root of tan root x into sec square root x into 1 by 2 root x. That's the value. Now, further reduction gives 6 square root x divided by 4 root x into root of tan root x. So, this is the value of dy by dx. So, here we have applied the chain rule here. Now, let's see the second question. If y is e raised to x plus e raised to y equal to e raised to x plus y, prove that dy by dx is equal to minus e raised to y minus x. So, the given condition is e raised to x plus e raised to y equal to e raised to x plus y. So, you differentiate here with respect to x. The equation is differentiated with respect to x. So, when you differentiate, you get d by dx of e raised to x plus e raised to y equal to d by dx of e raised to x plus y. Derivative of e raised to x is e raised to x. E raised to y, we cannot differentiate with respect. So, first we will differentiate with respect to y. D by dx of e raised to y is nothing but d by dy of e raised to y into dy by dx using chain rule. So, this will be e raised to y into dy by dx. Similarly, the other right side also e raised to x plus y into 1 plus dy by dx you will be getting. So, using chain rule condition. Simplifying this, e raised to x plus e raised to y into dy by dx will be equal to, opening the bracket, e raised to x plus y plus e raised to x plus y into dy by dx. So, combining the terms in dy by dx, you get dy by dx into e raised to y minus e raised to x plus y equal to e raised to x plus y minus e raised to x. That is, dy by dx is e raised to x plus y minus e raised to x upon e raised to y minus e raised to x plus y. But from equation 1, it's given that e raised to x plus y is e raised to x plus e raised to y. So, substitute the value of e raised to x plus y in numerator and denominator. And if you simplify, you get dy by dx is equal to e raised to y by minus e raised to x, which is nothing but minus e raised to y minus x. So, this is the result. So, summary here in this module, a function fx is said to be differentiable at a point x is equal to a if the left hand derivative at x is equal to a equal to the right hand derivative at x is equal to a. Now, steps for finding the derivative of implicit functions. So, step one, just differentiate the equation throughout with respect to the independent variable. Use chain rule, that's a step two. Use product rule and quotient rule, or if anything is required, then combine the terms in dy by dx and simplify the equation, then you will get the value of dy by dx. Yeah. So some questions are given for practice. Just see that, and thank you. Have a nice day.